From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak program. Our preacher today is the Reverend James Porter, and he's drawing our attention to a verse found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, and the verse 22. In fact, it's the question asked by Pilate, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" But before that message, let's hear some words in song, the beautiful piece, Near to the Heart of God.
Good morning. Our Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verse 22. It says, Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. These words concern the time immediately before the Saviour's crucifixion. That time when he was on trial before Pilate, the chief priests, and the elders. Pilate is now the Roman governor, and he seeks to examine Christ in regard to his affirmation that he is the Son of God. In the trial, Christ answers Pilate nothing. Even Pilate's wife warns her husband to have nothing to do with this just man. And it is after all this that Pilate asks the crowd in this verse, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" The answer he receives is, "Let him be crucified. His blood be on us and on our children." To this Pilate readily agrees. Christ is led away to be crucified, and thus providing a way whereby sinners can be saved and reconciled to God through the shedding of his own blood. It is this same question, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" that I want you to think upon for a few moments. For what better question could anyone ever consider than that which has to do with their relationship to Jesus Christ? First of all, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" is a most important question. Because what a person does with Christ in this life will determine where they will spend eternity. The person who receives Christ by faith as their Saviour will have their sins pardoned through his blood. They will have peace with God, and they shall have eternal life in heaven. Remember how it was with the dying thief who turned to the Lord for salvation. To him Christ said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." That very day, that thief was to go to heaven because he had trusted in Christ for salvation. Likewise, it was because of this assurance of heaven through Christ that the hymn writer could say, "Oh, what a Saviour that he died for me. From condemnation he hath made me free. He that believeth on the Son, saith he, hath everlasting life." But on the other hand, the person who continues unrepentant and rejects Christ in this life as their Saviour, they will spend eternity in hell. Christ himself speaks about the matter of such in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, when he says, "I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Such will not be allowed to enter heaven with Christ. This is what happened to Pilate. He went on in his sin. Nowhere in the Bible do we read of him coming to the Lord. He was a man who perished in his sin, and today he is lost in hell. In the light of such an important truth, I would emphasize to you who listen, what you do with Christ in this life will also determine the eternal destiny of your soul. If you follow the example of Pilate and leave this world rejecting the Lord, then your soul shall most surely be lost in hell. No matter what church you belong to, no matter what good works you have made done, no matter what ordinances of the church you have partaken of, for he that believeth not is condemned already. But if you should follow the example of the dying thief and trust in Christ for salvation, then you shall be eternally saved in heaven. For the Bible in John chapter 3 verse 18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned." Then in John 5 verse 24 we read, "But is passed from death unto life." But in the second place we see also this question as a personal question. For Pilate asks, "What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" The emphasis is upon that little word, "I." As Christ stands here in the judgment hall, it is Pilate that is faced with a personal choice regarding Christ. Pilate was the governor at that time in Jerusalem, and it was him who had to decide whether Christ would go free or not. And in making his choice, Pilate decides that it is Barabbas who goes free, and it is Christ who is crucified. Seeking to please the crowd, Pilate personally chose Barabbas, and in turn he personally refused and rejected Christ. Unsaved listener, in like manner, this question, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" means that you too are faced with a personal choice regarding Christ. As the hymn writer says, "Jesus, for your choice is waiting, tarry not, at once decide. If you are ever to reach heaven, if you are to have your sins forgiven, then you must choose Christ. You must trust in him." Well, Christ, the Son of God, is the way to heaven. He himself said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Therefore it is to him alone that you must personally come to and call upon if you are to be saved. Then finally, we see that these words form an urgent question. Whenever Pontius Pilate asked the words, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? He was considering Christ for the last time. In his sovereign will, God allowed Pilate to come face to face with the Lord at the time of his trial. But after this, we never read in the Bible of them ever meeting again. For when the trial was over, Christ was led away and crucified. And we never read of Pilate repenting of his sin and coming to the Lord for salvation. It must then be said that this man wasted his last opportunity for getting right with God. He failed to see the urgency of his situation whenever he asked these words, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And just as this was Pilate's last meeting with Christ, who can tell? But perhaps today may be the last time for you to consider Christ and your great need of salvation. For none of us can tell what a day may bring forth. This night it could well be the case that your soul may be required of you. Death can come suddenly, it can come swiftly upon any one of us. The old must die, but the young can die as well. The Bible says, Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. My, our lives are just like a vapour that is here one moment, a vapour that is gone the next. The Bible says, Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. That being the case, unsaved listener, I would ask you, upon considering the urgency of these words, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? That you come now, yes, come now to Christ for salvation. The Bible says, Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The prophet Isaiah says, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You think of Zacchaeus, that tax collector. Remember, Christ came through Jericho. And it says of Zacchaeus in regard to Christ that he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Yes, with haste he made Christ his Saviour. May you do so today as well.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.